The kids were good as gold. They didn't do anything and anything wrong. And but if they cried for some reason, he'd go berserk. And like when my daughter, we'll call her Chrissy, when Chrissy was a baby and she cried, and we had a root cellar, and he told me, put it, he'd call her it. He said, put it in the cellar. And I'd say, no. I draw my line here, you know, I'm not going to hurt my child or do anything to upset her. And he ordered me, and the thing is, the rule is, you do what he says or you're going to get the hell beat out of you. But she became upset because she sees what's going on. You know, before she knew what we were talking about, that kid knew. And as soon as he showed anger at me and was just being threatening toward me, she'd start bawling. And at one point, when she could walk already, at this point, she got between us because he was showing violent movements toward me, and she tried to push him away. And so this is very dangerous for her because he's berserk. And so what I would do is I would just cover her with my body, and then he would beat the shit out of my back. I mean, and I remember one year I saved money so my kid could have a birthday party. And I mean, we went hungry for weeks so that I would have some money to buy something to provide a birthday party, cake and a lunch and stuff, because other people had, you know, other kids had birthday parties. They had nice times. And you know what? One little girl, and I invited like 8 of her friends, one little kid showed up. And you know why? Because this family didn't even know us. They didn't know we lived in poverty. They didn't know we had an outhouse. The only kid who showed up, all the rest knew, you know, our kind of a, something about our circumstances. They knew we didn't have running water, electricity, and stuff like that. And so anyhow, one person showed up, and I spent all this money on a meal. And it's a summer birthday, and I bought fruit and stuff. Well, we didn't have refrigeration to keep it. And I remember just, and I bawled later. I just bawled because I spent this precious money. We'd gone hungry, and you know, people didn't come because of who we are. You know, we're the lowlifes.